SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a federal judge has temporarily blocked a Trump administration freeze on federal grants and loans that could total trillions of dollars. New York Attorney General Letitia James says she and some colleagues are suing over the funding freeze.
Our lawsuit will seek an order, a court order, to immediately stop the enforcement of the OMB policy and to preserve essential funding for Americans.
But Idaho Senator Jim Risch says it's not unusual for a new administration to review federal funding.
This is a work in progress. Everybody take a deep breath, stay calm. Every one of these programs is going to be looked at. He didn't say, well, we're going to do a two-year study, blah, blah, blah. He said, 90 days, we're going to look at it, and it's working.
The plan sparked confusion and panic among organizations that rely on Washington for their financial lifeline. Administration officials have said federal assistance to individuals would not be affected, including Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, student loans, and scholarships. Yes, those egg prices are soaring with no relief in sight.
Minneapolis supermarket manager Mike Vickers.
It's the first time in my life that I've ever had to be kind of embarrassed on what I'm selling eggs for, and it's not our fault. We're paying today $7.45 for a dozen eggs. We're selling for $7.59. We're making 14 cents.
Customer Sage Mills had to buy eggs to make a birthday cake.
You know, it's really expensive.
The Agriculture Department predicts egg prices are going to soar another 20% this year. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 136 points. The NASDAQ rose 391. The S&P 500 advanced 55 points. This is SRN News. President Trump reinstates two pro-life rules.
The Hyde Amendment limits taxpayer funding of abortions in this country, and the Mexico City policy denies U.S. money to any foreign entity that performs or promotes abortions. President Biden rescinded both of those rules after he came to the White House as part of a larger strategy to promote abortion. In fact, Mr. Trump had to revive the amendment and the policy when he first took office back in 2017 after his predecessor, Barack Obama, had killed them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
This week's commemorations to march the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp was also a reminder of how few Holocaust survivors are still alive to tell their stories. There's a somber awareness that there will be far fewer in the future, even as new wars and horrors make their stories as relevant as ever. As living memory fades, the mission to remembering falls to the next generation and key institutions. SRN News. Commemorations were held to mark the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland. More from correspondent Donna Warder reporting.
In St. Peter's Square on Sunday, Pope Francis renewed his call for everyone to work together, he said, to eradicate the scourge of anti-Semitism, along with every form of discrimination and religious persecution. In London, 94-year-old Manfred Goldberg said he survived the Holocaust because he was seen as slave labor, but his 9-year-old brother did not and was murdered.
The mourning took place internally. But if he had refused to go to work, we would have lost our lives.
Goldberg survived the Polish concentration camp Stutthof, where more than 60,000 people died from typhus, lethal injections, or the gas chambers. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.